As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It's time for the Chris Young Show here on The Fan, home of the Rangers. It's brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. And a good afternoon, Chris. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm still watching Langford get called out here at second. I don't understand what the guy was looking at.
Well, look, I disagreed with the call. It's not the first call I'll disagree with, and certainly wish we had at least gotten a chance to see Berger finish his at bat. But the bottom line is we didn't lose that game because of that call. We just didn't really put up any runs, and that ultimately, we had a couple chances there and never really got any big hits, and that cost us the game. So I can't make excuses. We got to score to win. And yesterday we didn't do it. So as much as I'd like to say that stolen base may have cost us, ultimately I'm willing to self-reflect and say we can play better baseball. And if we do, we probably come out on top.
How much better is your expectation of the offense than what we're seeing production-wise right now?
Yeah, significantly better. I mean, I think that we all know this is a group of proven hitters that have a track record of hitting, and we're just off to a really bad start offensively. It doesn't change the confidence that we have in the group. They're all established. They've got track records of proven success, and we've got to help them get there. And when they do, I think there's a lot of positive regression coming, and the lineup is going to carry us for periods of a time. Over the course of the season. But right now they're off to a slow start, and my hope is that we get hot here soon.
When do you look to maybe make a change? I mean, would leadoff be a consideration? I think that's a question we get asked a lot. Like, we would love to see Wyatt Langford in a leadoff spot.
You know, I think I'll evaluate all aspects of ways we can get these guys going, and lineup construction is a big part of that. And so I think that we are going to really talk about different ways we can position these guys within the lineup to succeed. And the way we've been going about it the last, the first few weeks of the season hasn't necessarily produced the runs at the level that we're expecting. So Boach and I have had those conversations. The hitting coaches have been involved, and we are very open to making some adjustments here. Just trying to spark the offense and get them going. And it doesn't mean, that we don't have confidence in these guys. It just means that when we're not performing, we need to be fluid and make some changes that are going to get these guys producing at the level that we expect.
CY, you always give credit and praise to those that work for you and work with you. You have to tip your hat, though, to your medical staff and what they've done with DeGrom and with Mally, and to get them, at least at the start of the season here, pitching at a very, very high level right now.
Yeah, I'm so happy you mentioned that, because it is something that I think gets overlooked at times. And I think we have one of the best medical staffs in all of baseball. It starts with our head athletic trainer, Matt Lucero, our director of performance, Napoleon Pichardo, our team doctor, Keith Meister. He did the surgeries on both Mally and DeGrom. He's overseen the rehab. Our entire medical group, physical therapist Regan Wong, Jacob Newbern, Sean Fields, comprises our medical staff at the big league level, and they have all invested a tremendous amount of time in each one of these players. And I'll throw Kamar Rocker into that mix as well.
Yeah.
Tommy John surgery and rehabbed with our rehab coordinator out in Arizona, Keith Comstock, who is just tremendous. It's a collective effort. Our group deserves the attention that they're receiving right now by keeping these guys on the field. And we've got a long way to go, but our group does a tremendous job of keeping those guys out there. And in fact, I think it's a big reason a couple of these guys have signed with us is that their familiarity with our medical staff and with Dr. Meister. And it was an important reason for them wanting to be here.
It's Chris Young here with you on 105.3 The Fan. I mean, you've signed some great pitchers here, and Tyler Mahle appears to be one of them. What can you tell us about these first five starts? Not many guys have ever had a five-game stretch like the one he's opened the season with here.
It's been really fun to see. Tyler has worked so hard to be out there. You know, he has been a proven major league, successful major league pitcher in the past when healthy. And health has really been the only thing that's held him back. And we've seen firsthand how hard he's worked, the time, effort that he's put in to make it back. We got a little taste of it last year when he made a few starts coming off Tommy John. But he worked hard this offseason, and he is dialed in right now. I mean, his fastball command is so good. The command of his splitter, mixing in his slider. It's just really fun. He's pitching with confidence, conviction, belief, and you know, you add the command to go with it. The results are really impressive, and we've, you know, our hope is that it continues over the course of the year, but he's been so important to our good start here.
What's the plan for Jack Leiter?
Yeah, Jack's making a rehab, and at which point he'll slide back in the rotation sometime next week, whether it's Sunday in San Francisco or Monday at home against the A's. But Jack is on the mend. His finger feels great, going to make a rehab start. And we should see him sometime in the next 7 days.
CY, how about Dustin Harris making the most of his opportunity? You talk with us a lot about performance-based, and he gave you quality at-bats. What are your thoughts on his performance and what you think you could get from him in the future?
Yeah, Dustin's earning his playing time, and he's done a great job. He's stepped right in. He's really, to me, sometimes it's hard for young players when they come up to play with just a passion and a confidence that, you know, takes a little bit of time. And Dustin has been able to step right in and exude that. He's not afraid. He's out there. He's knows what he has to do to succeed. And it's been fun to watch. And the performance, obviously, he's gotten a few hits. He's gotten on base. He's played very good defense. And he's earning his playing time. And our expectation is he's going to continue to be out there and continue to receive more playing time. And if he continues to perform, you know, it'll be hard to take him out of the lineup.
Hey, CY, this is the weird scouting thing in me right now, but and I used to be an advanced guy. You're going to this Sutter Health Park, which you've never, you guys keep stats and things and numbers on all these parks and stuff and how they play. How does that work when you're going to a place like that you've never been before and playing meaningful games, not exhibition games, but games that count?
Yeah, it's a good question because we've done some analysis on the park itself. Obviously, the Pacific Coast League is known as a tremendous hitters league, that the offensive numbers traditionally...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
In the Pacific Coast League, AAA, are very favorable to hitters. That said, Sacramento leans towards being a pitcher's park based on the data and the analysis that our group has done. So that's part of it. And the other piece of this is that today, or tomorrow, the first day of a series, that our guys get out there early, get on the field. They start, they take ground balls, they take fly balls, they play balls off the wall. They get familiar with the dimensions, the bounces. And if you ever come to a big league game early, you'll see this the first game of a series, that the outfield coach will have the outfielders out there and they'll hit balls off the wall and figure out the trajectories and really just how the park is going to play and what weird quirks or bounces you can expect. But that's all part of it. And certainly the home team should know that better. Given that the A's have just moved to Sacramento, I don't know the level of their familiarity with the park, but you know, our guys, we've done the analysis from an R&D standpoint, and then the on-field analysis will come pregame tomorrow when the guys show up for batting practice.
Is that even level, like where the lights, like fly balls into the lights and stuff like that? Maybe in minor league parks, the lights aren't as high and things like that. Is that playing
actually? Well, it's a great question, and it goes back to my days working at Major League Baseball. One of the things that our group oversaw were the playing conditions, and we had lighting studies in every stadium to ensure that the lights were equal across all 30 ballparks. And so it is one thing that Major League Baseball monitors, and their lights are up to Major League standards.
Okay.
Chris Young here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, could a hitter's park be just what the doctor ordered for Jock Peterson this week?
No, I think so. I mean, I certainly, Jock, I feel for him because it's tough. And Jock is a professional. He obviously a proven track record of success, and he's making his impression on a new organization, a new fan base, and nobody wants to start this way. And to Jock's credit, every day I come down and I ask, I said, how's Jock? How are his spirits? And every single coach, manager, everyone tells me, hey, he's the same guy. He's upbeat. He's positive. He's being a great teammate. He's doing everything you could ask. And so you hate to see somebody go through this, but we have complete confidence Jock will get through this. He's going to break out. He's going to get hot. He's going to carry us when he does. He's so good. I just hate that this is his start to his Ranger tenure here, and I hate it for our fans who obviously had high expectations for him. That said, Jock is going to get through this, and he's going to be great. He's going to help us win a lot of games.
When you have guys that maybe you didn't intend to have everyday roles like a Harris or a Pilar or I guess even Josh Smith, although he's pretty much every day. But, you know, then you have guys who you had in mind for those roles that aren't performing. How do you balance that as far as letting the better hitters play right now, but you got to give Jock time to get his groove back?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's one that I don't have a perfect answer because obviously we need Jock and we're going to need him over the course of the season, and we need to have him in the lineup to work through some of these things that he's working on. But we're also trying to balance that with winning games. And so I think yesterday was a good day for Boach to really give Jock a breather. We have an off day today. So really it means two off days in a row for Jock to kind of reset, maybe clear his head, get away from the game for a day and come back on Tuesday with a fresh and clear mind. And I think that's just as impactful as keeping him in the lineup. And sometimes, you know, by keeping him in the lineup and showing confidence, you know, maybe we're making things a little bit worse. So I think just a balance of, you know, determining what the right point is to pull back, give different guys different looks, and maybe play somebody who we weren't expecting to play. But really what it comes down to is over the course of the year, we're going to have periods where we need those guys that you weren't necessarily expecting, that you don't start and finish with the same 9 guys you break spring training with. We're going to need 13, 15, 17, you know, up to 20 position players who are going to contribute and make an impact on our club. And when you get those performances like Dustin Harris, who steps in and helps us win some games, maybe picks us up when somebody else isn't going well, that's what winning teams do. And that's our expectation for our group. And it's been fun to see thus far. But, you know, we want to get our main guys going as well.
Speaking of all the guys that you could need, I know it's early, but if it came to it in a couple of months, is the organization still in a position where you could make moves to get a bat if it gets to that point?
Well, I think just to be determined. We'll see where we are and how our guys are going. I hate looking that far ahead and saying that because it shows to some degree a lack of confidence in the guys we have. So I think the best team we can assemble is the 13 players that we have on our big league team right now. And I really believe that. I believe in the group we have and what they're capable of doing. And I'm not looking ahead. I'm not looking and saying, I wish we had this or I wish we had that. I believe that our group is good enough. And I think this weekend was a great example that we went out and went toe to toe with the LA Dodgers. And we're really right there in every game. We could have easily, you know, swept the series. I think we could have easily been swept as well. And so I think that, you know, it just shows that the talent level of this group, we can compete with the best teams in baseball. So I'm not going to look too far ahead and say, I wish we had this or that. What I want is just our group of players right now to perform to the best of their abilities. And if they do that, I think we're good enough to beat anybody.
You're right. It was exciting to watch you guys go toe-to-toe with the Dodgers. The pitching was great. The walk-off from Doley. It was an amazing weekend to lose the series. Very entertaining. Oh, anyway, thank you so much for your insights once again, sir. Give them hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Guys, thanks so much. Have a great week.
Cheers. Yeah, there he goes. That Doley walk-off was amazing. Oh, the call geez. By Eric Nadell.
Eric was great, yeah.
It was beautiful.
I mean, that was like a 30-second call, and it just kept getting better.
I know.
He's like, I'll just add to this masterpiece for another 15 seconds as I describe the action.
Painting the picture Picasso style, dude. It was. Nadell's unbelievable.
And there were a lot of Dodgers fans there. That surprised me how many. I guess World Series championship will do it. Everybody wants to come out and see their team, but wow.
Remember when we were broadcasting? I mean, they opened the doors, and all I saw were, like, Dodger jerseys.
Mm-hmm. They travel really well.
I mean, they really, really do. They have fan bases incredible.
It was fun to break that Shohei news to him on Friday.
Yeah.
That was
classic.
I was still played yesterday.
When a guy in the men's room was like, what? Yeah. Really? He like pulls out his phone. I'm like, yeah, you don't have him today.
Not getting ball sacked in this men's room today, sir.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.